This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Transgender activists and their allies have been promoting gender ideology for years. Madeline Kearns recently posted an op-ed busting five myths of gender ideology. Myth one, we all have gender identity. This theory, created by leftist activists, denies the reality of binary sex. Instead, we supposedly have a gender identity distinct from sex and capable of overriding it. Myth two, puberty blockers are safe and fully reversible. The website for Britain's National Health Service changed its statements about puberty blockers because of an independent investigation that did surface significant medical concerns. Myth three, there is a medical consensus in favor of gender-affirming care. Despite claims there is medical consensus, even the New York Times concedes that there is a battle over gender therapy. Recent developments in Europe and in America show a more evidence-based approach. Myth 4. Rapid onset gender dysphoria can be dismissed as anti-trans propaganda. In previous commentaries, I've cited the work of Brown University professor Lisa Littman and others documenting the idea of social contagion as a factor behind the sudden rise in transgender identification. And myth 5. Hormone suppressants level the playing field between male and female athletes. Just look at the female records smashed by males identifying as trans women. Testosterone suppressants do not reverse the advantages bestowed by male puberty. One study cited to support this idea has been thoroughly debunked. We have a duty to expose these myths of gender ideology. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on the biblical view on wokeness, go to viewpoints.info/wokeness. That's viewpoints.info/wokeness.